Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DMCs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
On a Bobby Witt Jr. first inning home run. And the buzz in the background comes from Royals fans who are standing and cheering as Jack Caglione makes his way to the plate for the first time as a big leaguer. He will lead off the second inning. A huge left-hand batter, Caglione, number 14. And the pitch from Andre Pallante is swung on and lined foul into the upper deck.
And that was the moment last night. It was special in St. Louis. Welcome in to 96.5, the Fan Fesco and Dusty McMorrie. Bob Fesco, Dusty Lag is all with you on this wonderful Wednesday morning. Fellas, are you doing all right?
Doing good, man. Survived the weather. My God, that was the first time in probably 10 years I actually went to the basement yesterday and said, we better get downstairs. And whew, it looked bad. There was a little cell over Olathe East yesterday that the kids were showing. My wife showed me one over Olathe South yesterday. Got a text from a buddy. He saw something like 151st and 69 Highway. Truman Sports Complex lost a Port-a-John. I mean, like,
is that what it was?
Yeah. It was a Port-a-John that fell over out there at the Truman Sports Complex.
Wasn't there a semi that flipped over?
Yeah, there was
a
highway 635 yesterday. Wow. Yeah. Like yesterday, everything, all of a sudden, we just bagged everything yesterday. You know, we were all supposed to go to Maloney's and watch the game, but Tornadoes took care of that. And I was supposed to have a meeting. Tornadoes took care of that yesterday. I think people, for the most part, yesterday were pretty kind of like, I'm going to the basement. I'm going to pay attention to what's going on with the weather, because I'd rather have a snowstorm, quite honestly, than have those tornadoes pop up yesterday, because at least with the snowstorm, you know, it's not going to take your house down. Right. And with those tornadoes yesterday, I couldn't get the dog out of the upstairs bathtub and I didn't know what to do, you know, in that situation. I mean, I put the leash on her. I tried to carry her. I mean, we tried everything and all I got was growls and, you know, nasty looks, typical women in my house looking at me that way. But I mean, it's the way it goes. And
it's
so
also an 85 pound dog. Good luck.
Yeah. Right.
And they don't have that at the J.
No, but
they should.
It's awkward though. You know what it's like to try to carry an animal and she's trying.
They do the dead weight thing.
Oh God, yeah. Yes, 100%. Yeah. So I just didn't know what to do yesterday. So I got the kids and we went downstairs and I put on one of their old softball batting helmets with the cage on the front.
Oh my God. It's like the movie Signs. Swing away.
Yeah, we went and sat down there in the basement for about an hour. And I'm like, all right, I think we're in the clear. And then the rain just kind of started and went. But, man, I would 100% take the snow over what we kind of went through yesterday. Because yesterday was a little scary for a lot of people, I think, yesterday.
Yeah,
you know?
No, for sure. I was heading out of town to go to St. Louis yesterday. And I get, I don't know, probably like halfway to Columbia. And I start getting text messages. And the buddy that's going to the house to check on the dogs while I'm gone, I called him and I'm like, hey, is everything all right back there? He goes, bro.
That's the only way you can answer it. Yeah.
He goes, bro, I'm on the highway right now. The sirens are going off. It's green and yellow in Lee Summit. My wife's like, get to one of the houses that we have and get in the basement. He's like, my staff's in the basement right now. I'm headed there to make sure everybody's all right. He goes, I'll get by your house as soon as I can. And then I go to our sister station, 98.1, and they just got Busby on.
Yeah.
And he's, I mean, doing a fantastic job. That's why he's the GOAT. And he's talking about how, you know, it's moving from Raytown. Then they're like, it's, you know, touchdown at the complex.
Yep.
And there's a semi getting blown over. There goes
435 was closed for a while yesterday, too, I think.
The EAS is going off. And I've never once in my life been able to, like, absolutely, like, put myself in a mile marker position. They're like, mile marker 0 to mile marker 8 on 470. I'm like, I know exactly where that's at.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And then they're talking about 435.
Because it hit you guys out there a little bit harder, I think, than it got us out in Kansas.
Yeah,
it was moving
It was moving, it shifted north right as it got to Raytown.
It was, like, moving northeast the whole time.
Yeah, right when it got to Raytown. And then it kind of went through, like, Belton and that sort of area. But I'm glad everybody's safe. I hope. I mean, I'm seeing pictures on the news right now of the damage, but it was weird because I'm driving and it's sunny, blue skies, breezy.
Looked beautiful over there yesterday, yeah. Right?
Until the drive home.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And then, Lord, I'm going to tell you. White knuckled for about 45 miles.
Where did it hit you on the way home?
Twice. So I left the stadium after his fourth at bat. Okay. He grounds out with the piss missile.
So you left after he made the first out in the fifth inning?
Yeah.
You missed everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank God you left, because if you didn't, they'd lose the game.
Yeah, bad luck. I took my juju and got the F out of there.
The only person to not get a hit yesterday was Cags, and they were losing when Dusty was at the stadium, and as soon as he leaves, they score 5 runs.
That's right. Get me out of there. And so I saw 3 at-bats. I thought we were going to see the home run in his first at-bat that he, you know, tattooed 98.4, and that guy makes a hell of a play. Number 3 on the top 10 on ESPN, by the way. We'll get more into Jack Caglione as well, but... Yeah, the trip out there, the way back. So I get to about Wentzville.
Okay, so you just get outside of the city.
Yeah, and here comes the first band.
Oh.
And for those of you that drove back, you know what we're talking about here. A lot of it's 2-lane construction, telling you that, you know.
Oh, 70 a mess with that too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good. Oh, the whole way.
The whole way.
Most. I mean, I'm being dramatic, but for the most part. So it hits me in Wentzville, and then I get about 5 miles outside of Columbia.
Yeah.
And it's sideways rain. I feel like Bill Paxton in the movie Twister. I'm looking
for
cows.
Did you still drive? Yeah. Like, oh, or did you pull over? No. I'm going to wait this out.
They say it's unsafe to pull over. Plus, it's like narrow lanes. They're all being constructed.
That's true, yeah.
You know, and all that sort of stuff. So I'm like, just stay right here. Everybody's got their warning lights on. It's hydroplane city at least 2 or 3 times where you're just like, all right, it's me and the Lord, and we're going to get home or not. I mean, I'm dead serious.
Oh, I've been there,
and, you know, Emily reached out, Maloney reached out, my parents reached out, Max talking to me as well, and then everybody's
I didn't want to reach out because I didn't want you focusing on your phone. I'm like, I'm not going to text him or call him.
A lot of
he needs
to
drive, man. This guy needs to focus on driving.
And so, and then people were like, oh, man, I just saw the radar where it's at in Columbia, and it just looked like a red wall of death. And it was moving fast. I was going probably average 45. Got through it, and then once I got through Columbia, we were okay.
You got to the other side of the state, and the sun came out.
Yeah. No, there was no sun. It was still rain, but it wasn't FU rain in your face with lightning and thunderstorms and all that. But it was a fun little getaway. It kind of hit me yesterday. I don't think I've ever done this in my life. Following a prospect like this, going to Springfield, watching him in his Double A game, going to Omaha with Gold last weekend and Seaman AAA, and then like in no time I'm in a major league ballpark and Jack Caglione gets that standing ovation, which props to the St. Louis crowd. A lot of royal blue out there, tons of support last night for Caglione, but it was awesome. I mean, Cody or Alex got the shot, his mom was wearing the CAG shirt that had the 96.5 The Fan on the back.
Let's go.
So we're there.
That's awesome, right?
That's awesome, yeah.
Mama Cags likes 96.5 The Fan. Got to love that. Shout out Mama Cags.
Shout out Mama Cags.
He put on a show in batting practice. Cody caught a ball, apparently, a home
allegedly,
run ball.
Allegedly, we can't prove that. Seriously, it's not authenticated. It doesn't count.
Right.
Pretty simple.
But it was cool, man. It was really cool to see that, see the support, hearing Vern's show. Hey, by the way.
Oh, yeah, you got to listen to Vern all the way back, too,
dude,
right? Yeah.
Dude, felt like driving home from college. Shout out to Vern, gave us a lot of respect last night. He played One Word.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he goes, I listen to Fesco and Dusty every morning. They play this game called One Word where Mac Morey shouts out a topic and they give one word to react. And that was the theme of his show last night. One word to describe the Royals game last night. So yeah. I ask you before we do it, what was your one word, guys, to describe that game last night?
I will give you my word and then I'll explain it on the other side.
Okay.
Important.
Okay. Mac?
Electric.
Yeah. I would say it's ironic. And we'll explain all that a little bit later, but he did that, and then had some callers call in. A lot of people were ecstatic, gave some good. He had a good caller, gave a lot of good analysis of the game as well, a lot of exciting stuff. Some guy called in. I didn't know this was a rule. This is a true story last night on Vern's show.
Mm-hmm.
Some guy called in and said that he and his son went down there, and they had a sign. And you know in St. Louis it says Big Mac Land?
Yeah.
They had a sign that said Big Jack Land.
Big Jack Land.
And the usher told them that it is an MLB rule that they cannot have a sign, and escorted them out of the game.
That is not an MLB rule.
And as soon as they got escorted out of the game, he's like, we just went and watched it somewhere else because Ballpark Village is right there.
Yeah.
The Battery. And they watched
that's their version of the battery.
And then
right?
as soon as they got escorted out, the Royals went on their run. So maybe it was me leaving, or maybe it was them getting kicked out.
There's no MLB rule that says you can't have a sign. Kids have signs at games all the time. That usher is an over-officious douche, and there's no other way to put it. You know, like that guy's got power in his yellow jacket for about 5 minutes, and he's going to abuse that power. And I've told this story before. Since I was a kid, I've hated those people at the game who wear yellow jackets. You can ask my parents. Call my mother right now. He used to complain about the event staff people all the time because that's what they do. They get a little bit of power and they abuse the power and they sometimes make the game unbearable for people. You're kicking somebody out of a stadium that had a sign that's father a big jackland, father and son, when baseball's still trying to grow and baseball's doing a great job of growing. Their TV numbers are out of the ballpark. Their attendance numbers are huge this year, and ESPN wants out. Smart move by ESPN. But you don't do that kind of stuff. You want to create fans. You want, like, if you're a kid and you get kicked out of a stadium because you have a sign that says big jackland and the usher kicks you out of the stadium, that usher can go ahead and get you know what. I mean, like, seriously, man. Like, you can't kick kids out of the game for having a sign and then blame MLB and say it's their rules. That's blasphemy. But the win was good. Everything was good. It was good last night. It was really, really good. But I said, as we go to break here, the important is the word that I use, because I felt something last night in that game that I'm like.
Like Jerry?
Not Jerry Strawberry Pie, but, you know. But
did you hear the sirens?
I was on a call with him yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah,
better than me.
And he had the you didn't hear the sirens.
You didn't hear the shit.
No,
explain.
I slept through it.
Had 5 missed calls from his fiance. Were you asleep? No, I was out jogging. Yeah.
No, you weren't.
No, I didn't say
jogging.
That. No, I didn't say that.
Nobody's believing that.
Yeah, no, it's
thank you very much.
Yeah, no.
That was last night.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. So
that's the strike lady.
It is.
I think so. She called in a Vern show.
Thank you very much.
Well, that was the one that was yelling at
Thank
Jefferson's
you very much.
Strike.
Thank you very much.
Come on, is that not it?
I don't know.
That's like when Ned called into the postgame show.
Thank you very much.
Do you have the whole call of her?
It's at the very PTSD.
I mean, I got to be honest with you. You're right. You're 100% right. I tried to block her out. I've never been more annoyed at a bar. And I've been sober at a bar with drunk people before.
Thank you very much.
Than her screaming strike like 4 seconds before every pitch.
It was strike or fight?
Thank you very much.
Bob's going to I don't know.
Bob was ready to fight.
Oh, I couldn't take it.
I got to get out. I got to get to the garage.
I couldn't handle it. I mean, you sit in a crowded bar watching a playoff game where every pitch matters, and you've already got the nerves flowing, and then you got somebody who's got the radio on that's like 3 or 4 seconds ahead of what's going on the TV, and they're yelling about it all the time. That's unacceptable. What the hell was that?
I don't know, man, but all I have to say is to all you people that were concerned, I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
On the other side, we'll explain the importance, the irony, and everything else that goes into this Royals game last night, plus more on Jack Caglione's debut on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City Sports.
What's up, Kansas City? This is Jonathan India here, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
The new guy. That's why they did that. And I knew that's what had happened. And I just thank goodness that he was there tonight to inspire us. We have not scored 10 runs in I can't remember how long. And thank you for putting Lorenzo back with Stratton in the minors.
Oh, yeah,
thank you very much.
Yep. There you go. That's her.
Lorenzo.
That's her.
Oh, yeah. It is that.
Do it at the end right there.
I do
some.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness! Yes, Lay, she's fired up, man. That's cool. Everybody's fired up after last night's game. We survived the storms and the weather and all that kind of stuff. Max slept through it all. You're lucky you didn't die yesterday sleeping through that storm. That tornado could have come right through your bedroom.
I know.
Do you have a basement
Hannah
in your
was
home?
Upset. No, I don't.
You don't. So where are you supposed to go if you don't have a basement? The can, like they tell
you
to go.
Talked about
middle
it.
Middle of the house in the closet.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what we've got a closet in the middle of the house.
You do. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's where
it's not great, but I mean, it's what
or
we have.
Or back patio with a G in your hand and say, come get it.
Here we go. Yeah. I'm going to die.
No, Hannah called me like five times. Like, oh, that's so sweet. She was like, no, I was worried about our dogs. I was like, okay, that's
not
fair.
You.
That's
yeah,
fair.
No, they're never worried about you. Get used to that. Yes. I mean, you're learning a lesson very young. It ain't about you. Where the hell's the dog, man? Yes. Is the dog okay? Are the kids okay? I'm fine, too. Oh, yeah, that's right. You're still a thing.
We'll have Jay Binkley in about 25 minutes. We'll also get to our weekly poll question as well on the Fesco and Dusty poll question on the Fan 965 Twitter account. But we kind of played a little bit of Vern's game that he played off of our game of one word earlier, and you said last night felt like an important win to you.
Important win. It felt like one of those wins last night that, and I hate to relate it back to this because of the same location, but it reminded me almost of that 3 a.m. game years ago that we played in St. Louis when, you know, the Royals and Jeff Francoeur were out there throwing down the diamond dust and getting game in, you know, at 3 in the morning, and they went on and won that game, and that was, I think, 2012, 2013. It was before the run, but they always go back to that as a big, important kind of game to get that win for the ball club and how that kind of sprungboard them to that, you know, that level that they were at in 14 and 15. And I was watching that game yesterday. Let's be honest. Let's rewind to Sunday at about 3 o'clock when that game ended against Detroit. Who was excited about the Royals at that point in time? Do yourself a favor and raise your hand. Exactly, right? That's exactly what it was. It was crickets. The fan base was getting restless. There was not a lot of interest. Very boring team, not scoring a lot of runs. At summertime, people are starting to check out. OTAs are here. Training camp's coming up.
Talk it was to a you night,
very much so, right? And so that was Sunday about 3 o'clock, and then 9 o'clock Sunday hits, and they bring up Jack Caglione, and everybody gets that fired up excitement again, and that's why I think that David Sampson, another douche, you know, with those comments about
Darren.
And you don't know what
you're saying. We call people Darren.
Oh, Darren. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we could do that, but he said, you know, that I don't understand why the Royals are doing this. They're doing it because it infuses the team with energy. And I think, obviously, JJ was inferring about that yesterday a couple of times in his press conference. Mm-hmm. I think everybody else was. We'll talk to Q coming up at 9 about that. You don't know what's going on in somebody else's home. Don't tell me how to deal with my wife or my kids. I won't tell you how to deal with your wife or your kids because you don't know what's going on inside the home. That move to me on Sunday to bring up Jack Caglione, well, yeah, was he ready? Sure. He was knocking the snot out of the ball. Could they have waited and saved a few bucks? Sure, they could have. But how many games could they have potentially lost if they didn't bring Jack Caglione up? How many games and how many fans could they have potentially lost if you lose those weekend games to Detroit, go to St. Louis, don't do so well? People aren't feeling it. So they needed an infusion for their fan base, but they also needed an infusion for that locker room. And man, and we talked about Bobby yesterday. I said, I think June's going to be like his July last year. What did he do last night? First pitch of the game, it's 2-0 to Bobby Witt Jr.
First pitch he saw. So,
yeah. First pitch he saw, 2-0 Kansas City, right? All right, Bobby's got a little bit of swagger back last night. Vinny had some swagger back last night. Everybody in that lineup got a hit last night. And so I think that game was important because they got a big-time win, being down 7-2. They showed fight. They showed that you want out of your sports team. And I think that's going to be kind of that springboard. Jack came up. They got a big-time win after being down. I think that's going to be one of those circle games for me and to see what happens after that, because I think that was a big-time win for the Kansas City Royals yesterday. Small but big in the big picture of things. When we get back to the end of the season, I think we're going to be looking back at that game and saying it wasn't just Jack coming up. It was the way they fought back being down 7-2 and finding a way to win that game 10-7.
Here's the pitch to Junior, and he swings and hits it high in the air, deep into left center field, and into the bleachers. Bobby Witt Jr. gives the Royals a 2-0 lead in the top of the first.
So Matt, go ahead. How have they? Ryan's on the call for every big moment in the history of this franchise since he joined them, right? I mean, like,
wait till he
every
calls Jack's
call,
home run tonight.
I know, right? Like, Ryan is out there for every single call of the big moments, and it's awesome to hear you know, Ryan on that call. That was a big moment for the Royals to get those two runs early. I think it was a big moment for Bobby too. It felt like it unlocked him a little bit last night. He looked like a different player yesterday.
Mac, what was your one word to describe that game last night?
Electric.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, Bob said everyone got a hit besides Jack Caglione, but it was electric. It just felt like 7-2. Damn it, another night. Royals can't get it done.
Right.
Pitching wasn't there. We know the offense isn't going to do it. Oh,
does anybody sweat more than that Lorenzen guy? I mean, that man sweats like I've never. Like my friend, the kiters, they sweat and drink better than anybody else. It's a real feat.
That's a good skills.
That dude was sweating to the oldies out there yesterday. Like that dude was drenched yesterday. Was it that muggy out there yesterday?
It felt good, but yeah. I mean, I wasn't throwing the ball 95 miles. But you got to see his workout regime before the game.
Really?
Oh, it's nuts.
Damn.
The way he throws the ball from the third base bag to the left field fence.
Wow.
Maybe he should save it for the game.
Yes.
not his best night.
No, he's but there was everything. There was home runs. Mm-hmm. There was fantastic defensive plays. The comeback. Yeah, everyone was a part of it in some form or fashion. Yeah, it was fantastic. It was exactly what the Royals needed. It was electric.
It was. Like, it's hard to say that about a regular season baseball game.
Yeah.
That one just felt different. There will be those games over the course of the season where you go back and you look and you say, all right, keep track of this one. Remember this game. Remember this moment. And I think June 3rd, for me, is probably one of those moments because they did something that we hadn't seen them do all year. They scored six runs in one inning, whatever it was. They scored 10 runs. Haven't seen that basically all year long.
Only the fourth time.
But they fought back. Being down 7-2 with the way that they've been going, it's easy to wave the white flag and say, we'll get you tomorrow, right? Yep. And they didn't, and they battled, man. And that's a testament to this ball club for fighting back last night. That's why I say it's an important win, because I think that can go a long way to setting the table for, you know, the next couple of weeks for this team.
Yeah. Last night felt kind of old school for me. I remember driving to and from Warrensburg back in the day for college. I'd listen to Vern's postgame show and kind of listen to the reactions. Back then, it wasn't really, you know, much to complain about because I was...
What years were those?
I was like 13 and 14.
Yeah, it's pretty good years.
So you were locked in listening to Vern, and last night doing that as well. And he had a good caller named Shane, I believe was his name. So shout out to Shane for having that call. And it started to make me think, as he said, last night's team win was kind of ironic. And there's many reasons for that last night, and I thought last night was maybe your look to the future a little bit. I still think they go out and maybe get another bat in that lineup. I don't necessarily hate that, but you look at last night, right? The irony starts with Caglione. A team that had struggled for offense calls up their monster, or as Vern would call him, the left-handed Hulk, or whatever. The Hulk is what he calls him. And Caglione goes 0-for-5. Now, let's talk about that for a little bit. Because, yes, I have Caglione rose-colored glasses on. But that was not an 0-for-5 where you go, oh, boy. Like, you remember when Gordon went 0-for-4 with 4 strikeouts in opening day and everybody said, I don't know.
That was an oh, boy.
That was that. Last night, Caglione gets everybody out of their seats when he hits a missile to right center, and that guy makes a wonderful play in center field, top three play on ESPN's top 10 this morning, and he launched out there at about 98.4 miles per hour.
It's so funny that play happened, actually, because Rex Hudler, when the game started, I know you were there, obviously you didn't see it, raving about the card, the best defense in baseball and all this kind of stuff, how good they are, and then you see that, you're like, and Rex is like, oh, they really are good.
Yeah, and that umpire's put on some weight. And
he had surgery this offseason.
Hey, he's still fat.
Yeah.
shout out to Hunt. But you have Caglione come up and he goes 0-for-5 in his debut. But this is why I kind of want to win you over on certain times where exit velo is a stat that helps. And this is why it is around in baseball today. Because Caglione hit the two hardest baseballs last night in the game that were not hits. And we'll have Cotrero on a little bit later on saying he said in his post-game press conference, it's probably not always smart to hit it towards Arenado's way.
Yeah,
that guy's a gold glove, great third baseman, fringe Hall of Famer. And he grounds out at 112 and grounds out at 113.9. Those were the two hardest hits in the game. And according to Vern last night, those were two of the four hardest hit balls in the sport last night.
Wow.
So when you see that, it's not like you're concerned. At least I wouldn't think you're concerned. If he went up there and looked completely lost and was whiffing and was falling for the chase rate and was striking out to, you know, the curveballs low and away in the dirt, you'd be like, all right, the moment's too big. But he came out. You can see the video I posted up on our Instagram page, our Twitter page, the debut. And he goes out there and he takes the deep breath. He inhales, he exhales, kind of makes a nod. The crowd gives him the ovation. And then after that, it's over.
If he wasn't making his debut yesterday, there probably wouldn't be a lot of Royals fans in the stadium, obviously. Would there have been anybody at that game yesterday? Because it sure felt like everybody was there to see Cags, you know? maybe even Cardinal fans yesterday.
There was a ton of blue in that crowd. It was good to see. And the other thing that was kind of ironic was this whole year, people have been pining for this offense to help out this pitching. That was a game where you had zero pitching.
Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't there. You needed 10 runs to win that game. Technically, you needed 8. And they went and rallied. And they did it with 2 outs. And you know how they did it? They did it with Bobby Witt Jr., who had 4 RBIs. They did it with Michael Garcia, who had 2 RBIs. Shout out to him hitting in the 3-hole. Yeah, I love that spot.
I love Michael Garcia batting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I wish he could bat in every position. There's just something about that guy. I think he's the best hitter on the team. I've said that before. I love watching that guy play.
And the thing that's great about that is Vern has alluded to this all season long on the sophomore album, that if this team is going to be good and this team is going to be a playoff team, they have to have production from Bobby, from Vinny, and from Sal. 8 of your 10 runs came from those guys. 8 of your 10 RBIs came from those guys. And all the meanwhile, your pitching was not great, which it's been there all year, and it was your bats that answered. You brought up an offensive juggernaut in Jack Caglione. He goes 0-for, but your team thrives. And I'm not here to say that because Caglione came up, they won. But I am going to tell you that when I hear Vern and I hear callers and they give these sort of analogies as to what Caglione meant, some guy also called in and said, I work in an office and every once in a while it's a little dim, it's a little lull in the workflow, and we change things up. And it works, as in like your lineup. And then every once in a while they get a new hire and it's a young kid out of college or something, or it's a new person with, you know, a vibrant personality. And everybody else starts to think, oh yeah, I remember when it used to be fun. I remember we used to do this. And what we saw last night was Jonathan India, great game.
He had one of the best swings of the year yesterday when he went, I don't know if you had left the game already, but he went inside. I think it was in that 5th inning.
Yeah.
He went inside out and went the opposite way. It was beautiful swing. And I'm not trying to get geeky here, but that was just a pure, beautiful swing by India yesterday.
And in the celebration of this young kid who comes up, 20 people that came out to see him from friends and family, and with the first pitch, Bobby says, see, kid, this is how you do it. You get a fastball, jump on it. 2-0 Royals.
Yeah, he did not wait yesterday, and that was good by Bobby. Screw this waiting around BS. Let me just swing at the first pitch, because the chances are the first pitch is going to be the best one you see. And I don't think I make light of the Cags thing at all, and I don't think anybody should make light of him being called up. I'm living the Cags life right now with you two. I mean, like, I know what the new breath of fresh air and how you guys have kind of changed me and, you know, done things for me. So the old man sitting around, you can be changed by a young kid coming up and get revitalized and rejuvenated and all that kind of stuff. And the Royals needed it. That's why I said on Monday, they needed a shot of adrenaline right now. This was adding in Ibanez. This was adding in Ben Jobers. And Hosmer even agreed to that yesterday, what that did for their club back in 14 and 15. And I think that's why it's good to have JJ in this position as well, because he lived 14 and 15. He saw what they did that worked, what didn't work, obviously. And you can take the best of both worlds and now run the team and do those things and think back. You know what? When we were struggling in 2014 and came out of that All-Star break and lost to Boston, remember that? They came out of that break in 14 and they lost, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 in a row. And they got swept in Boston and it wasn't good. And then they went out and got Raul Ibanez, right? And he didn't produce much, but he told those guys, you guys are good, man. Teams fear you. Pick yourselves up and go play good baseball. And they did, and they turned it around and made the World Series, right? And then you had Ben Zobrist in 15, and that gave him a shot in the arm when they needed it the most. And I think yesterday, it wasn't late in the season, it wasn't after the All-Star break, but JJ read the frickin' room like a boss yesterday, or 2 days ago, or 3 days, whatever it was, and realized, these guys need a shot. And there's nobody really out there we can go get right now other than Jack Caglione. So what the hell? Bring the kid up and let's see what happens. And it worked out perfect yesterday to give those guys that shot of adrenaline.
No doubt. And
perhaps I can find new ways to motivate them.
No doubt, Mr. Vader. Very similar to what that was. Because, like the office analogy that the caller used, you see other guys step up that say, hey, come here, I'll show you how to like kind of do this. Or, hey, this is where this happens. Vinny Pasquantino, 2-out smoke shot, knocks in runs. So Bobby Witt Jr., 4 RBI with a home run that set up the game to start off that we thought was going to be all right, and then St. Louis happened, and then the Royals happened. Mm-hmm. And then Salvador Perez, who hit right before Kags, gets a two-out RBI single.
Big moment for Salvador.
And knocks in a run.
Yeah.
And this was Kags on his debut after the game in the locker room.
Relieved, but, you know, I was super excited to share the field with all these guys. You know, for the bats to come out the way that they did was really cool to watch. It's kind of stepping the batter's box behind Salvador Perez was really cool growing up watching him. So that was a cool first full circle moment.
Did it settle in at all? Like, did you... You're talking about soaking in the moment, but does that actually, like, does it feel real now?
For sure, yeah. I think, you know, going up for my first AB, I felt really comfortable. Threw some good pitches, hit a ball pretty well. No cigar. Victor Scott's pretty good out there, so made a great play, and, yeah, I felt really good.
What are you thinking when that ball leaves the bat? And are you,
yeah. Probably a lot, but what he's... What you see there
I'm thinking about an ice cream.
The kid comes up, and he's got the moment, right? And that's what's so maybe ironic even more is that here's this young kid that comes up, and he sees these stars. He says in that interview, as Annie Rogers of MLB.com is talking to him, and she says, you know, what it feel like, all that sort of stuff, and he's, you know, I'm in the batter's box, and Salvador Perez is in the batter's box hitting, and that's a guy he grew up watching. Okay.
Well, I mean, you think about it.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. He's in the mode of like, oh my gosh.
You're realizing it, Dusty. You're right. An old fart.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that he's in the moment of like, oh my God, that's Salvador Perez. That's Salvador Perez that's hitting in front of me. And then it's the other guys. Bobby, who's still young as all age can be, but Vinny, Bobby are both young, and Sal, they're the ones like, this is the young guy. Watch this. And it took one pitch for Bobby to say, hold my beer, kid. This is what we're going to do now. And that, and here's the other thing. If 0 for 5, that's his 0 for 5?
So what?
And he's in his first game where the nerves, the butterflies, everything's going nuts. You're in St. Louis. Those are his butterflies. Oh, by the way, guys, remember his AAA debut in Omaha? What'd he do? He went 0 for 5.
Yeah, so what?
The very next night, he went 3 for 5.
Yep.
So now we get to see how an 0 for 5 bounce back game goes. And boy, once he starts cracking up and he starts hitting that bat and it starts landing, 113 and 112 last night for outs and a deep fly ball to right center field where a great play was made. Look, man, I'm excited.
Who's pitching tonight?
Your boy, Noah Cameron.
No, for St. Louis.
Oh, Mikolas? Miles Mikolas.
That's tonight.
He's got one of the nastiest stashes in the game.
Yeah.
Nastier than mine. And he's got a resurgence this year. He's had a pretty good season.
Oh, he's been pretty good this year.
And but yeah, tonight I'm sure he'll DH again. I'm sure he'll hit 6. I assume you'll see the same exact lineup.
I wouldn't change a damn thing after scoring 10 yesterday. There's no reason to.
But there was definitely something in the room. There was definitely something in the dugout. There was and you're watching these guys. Introductions, you know, being there, seeing everybody go there. There was a pep in the step.
Absolutely. And that's why this David Sampson guy who we heard from yesterday, we've got his stuff again. This is why I'm going to be so, like, you know, vile towards this guy, because what happened yesterday and what we saw yesterday is JJ understanding his team, not some paid actor.
Yeah.
Do we have that audio?
That got quiet.
I didn't know we were just going to wait in silence for me. I didn't know that's what was in
play. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Greg, give me a second.
No,
yes, I didn't know we were going to the audio. I thought we were.
You're all right. You're all right. No, I just sometimes silence sells. But no, it. I don't know. I just think last night there was a jolt, and that's what we were talking about last night,
right?
About how, like, what this can do, how this can be, you know, where you can get this sort of thing. So go ahead, Mac, hit it.
What Kansas City has done is the single most irresponsible move I've seen in quite a long time. If he's going to be that good, how do you call him up now where he will hit arbitration a full year earlier than if they had waited till after around June 17th? We waited to call up Miguel Cabrera until after June 17th, and therefore we got an extra year at the minimum. I have no idea how a team that's not in the top 10 of payroll is not paying attention to dates. And the Royals forcing the issue, that's a bunch of horse hockey. You take the extra 2 weeks because it gives you an extra year, and it compounds itself in arbitration. This is a $10 million decision they made. Right. He better be enough. Vladimir Guerrero. Like,
this is a bean counter who sits at corporate and tells people what they need to be doing based on dollars. And that's not the way you run a business. That's not the way you run a company. And that sure as hell is not the way you run a baseball team. Tell me how much each win is worth in Major League Baseball. I don't know what that price is, but they got a win yesterday, and I promise you, they do not win that game yesterday if Jack Caglione is not on this team. That is, he is responsible for that win yesterday. Those guys were fired up. They had the pep in the step, and that's a general manager understanding his team and not listening to these blowhards, that are, formers that did nothings and had their stepdad buy a team so they could get a job type stuff. Like, this is what JJ did yesterday is going to go down, I think, is one of his most important moves, one of his best moves, whether his most in-tuned moves that he had with his ball club. That's an in-tune general manager making that move and understanding where his club is, because wins matter. We're in the toughest division in the American League right now. Every win matters. And if the Royals make the playoffs and they do it by one game, is anybody going to care that Jack Caglione may come to arbitration a year earlier with an owner that has shown if you're good enough, they will pay you?
Royals win last night, now 7.5 out of the division. Got a lot of way to go, but looking promising. Coming up, we tap into Jay Binkley on the other side, what he thought about Jack Caglione's debut and where he might play on the football field. We'll ask, he'll answer. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
There's juice all over the place.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Whoever that bozo was doing the armpit fart thing, come on, man.
Catch Royals insider Josh Fournier every Monday at 8:20 right here on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Missouri sign, 470 westbound, heavy from Pryor all the way out towards View High Drive, where there's construction blocking the left lane. 71 northbound, still rolling from 75th up towards Gregory. East side, 70 westbound, a little sluggish past 31st Street. Stays slow to 27th with road work. Alan Carr, 96.5 to Fan traffic.
It's time for the College Football Report with Jay Binkley.
I'm still not sure I'm not Dusty's dad, but regardless.
On your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right, it's a Wednesday here on 96.5 The Fan. Before we get to our guy, though, you know what that means. If it's a Wednesday, you better be ready to...
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday!
That's right. Weekly poll question for Fesco and Dusty is up, and it comes from Mac Morey. And it says, would you say Jack Caglione's debut was a success? Yes or no?
It's pretty simple. They won the game. They scored 10 runs. He clearly had a presence on that team. Everybody had energy. It was a resounding success.
So we asked Jay Binkley, would you say that Jack Caglione's debut was a success? Binkley, the floor is yours.
Oh, I would 100% say it's a success. I mean, when they were down 7-2, how often have we seen that turn the channel time?
Yep.
When the Royals down 7-2, but the energy Jack brought, who cares about the 0-5? But man, that team was juiced because they don't come back from 7-2 games. Those games are over, but they had energy, they had life, and they won the game. And as far as David Sampson's concerned,
yeah,
here's the deal. You can have some losses. You know how many games the Royals got into the playoffs last year by winning? One. There was one game between the Royals and the Mariners to get into the postseason. So I think winning a few games here and there, even 2 weeks if you had to wait, means something.
No, it's huge. And I think it's the general manager understanding his team. And that's so important. I think a lot of times in sports and in business and in life, the higher-ups never really understand what the worker bees are going through. I think JJ made that connection yesterday in a great way. He understood what his team was going through. He read the room. He realized what they need. He talked to John. John doesn't care about the money. They're getting ready to open 119th and Nall in a couple of years. They'll have plenty of bucks. Bring the kid up, because that's what we need right now. And the value of giving your guys something like Jack Caglione yesterday is invaluable, and there is no monetary thing for that.
100%. Baseball is all like football. Those windows. We see all the time these teams go to the Super Bowl and you don't hear from them again. They're just not good. It takes several years to rebuild their team and go. That's why what the Chiefs are doing. 7 straight AFC title games, so impressive. They understand what their window is and they go out and cash in what the window is. Brett Veach goes out to supplement the window, keep the window alive. These windows don't happen all the time. This team will never maybe see this kind of pitching ever again. They see what the window is, and they're going to take advantage of it. They're not going to sit around and wait.
And that's what JJ said yesterday. There was a tweet from Rob Collins, and it said, JJ goes, we're getting pretty good pitching. We're not about to waste this. And he's right about that, man.
You don't want to waste it. Never going to see it again.
Binkley, if Caglione was on a football field, if he's on the gridiron, where would you like to see him play?
I think tight end, man. Just the prototypical tight end size, 6'5", 250. He's got that aggression. He's got that passion. I mean, that guy, you get the football in his hands, yeah, he's going to score. I mean, he is a total tight end. I guess you could say defensive end maybe, or edge on the outside getting to the quarterback. But Jack Caglione seems to me to be a guy that scores a lot of touchdowns. He would be a guy, you know, 90-plus catches a year, like Kelce.
Would you rather see Caglione pitch and play baseball, or would you rather see him be a DH and a tight end?
I guess DH and tight end. It would be fun to see him pitch, but I definitely would see him play football too, you know?
No doubt about it.
All right, Jay, we got OTAs going on. The football stuff is starting to percolate a little bit. Hollywood Rashi here for OTAs this week. I think you got to be excited for Hollywood Brown. Maybe this is the year that he gives us what we thought we were going to get last year out of this guy.
I think so. It was great to have them both back here this week for the second round of OTAs, kind of get the band back together. Rashi had to miss the previous week because he was sick, but he was working out with Pat back in Texas, so he's fine. But Hollywood Brown, this was it. I mean, last year was going to be the prove-it year for him. That was going to be the come in for 1 year. I mean, with his age, it was going to be his last chance to go out and get that big contract. It didn't work out. You know, he was hurt the entire season, and, you know, he was just wanting to play. He hung around here. He was a team guy. He was all about the Kansas City Chiefs, even though he wasn't playing, even though there wasn't a guarantee he was going to come back this year. But the Chiefs showed some loyalty in him and brought him back because clearly those offers weren't going to be out there in the NFL. So we'll see what happens. But the fact is, with him, Rashi, and Xavier Worthy, and with Royals coming in here from the draft, hopefully we get to see these guys together. You don't want to see a situation last year when they're hurt, they're not playing. Because look at this offense. The scoring offense, they were 15th in the NFL for the last 2 weeks. That's not what this team is. You look at this team, this quarterback, these players say this is not the 15th highest scoring offense in the NFL, but that's where they've been the last 2 years. The two previous years, they were 1-4 as far as scoring in the National Football League. I think when you get these guys on the field and Hollywood Brown out there to kind of prove himself as one shot really in the NFL, last year was going to be that one shot. This is that one shot for Hollywood Brown. So to get these guys on the field together, I can't wait. Because what we saw in St. Joe last year, I was hoping to see that in the regular season, but obviously we couldn't with the injuries. But the fact that Mahomes has his group of receivers back, just get these guys healthy, get them fine through the preseason. Don't even play them if you don't want to. Just have them ready for the regular season.
Beagley, last one here for you. I get it. When it comes to the focus on this year is going to be the left tackle or the offensive line. It also might be, you know, cornerback number two. It might be Travis Kelce's last season in the NFL. But what about the pass rush? I feel like that's been pretty quiet. Plus, you have McDuffie, who's played his way into a contract. Soon, George Karlaftis is going to have to do that, right?
Yeah, and that's a big reason why they went on Gadosh and Gelati this season. Last year, they kind of slipped back. I mean, let's not forget that two of the previous 3 years, they were number two in the NFL in sacks. I mean, quietly, the Chiefs, that was the big question. The Chiefs going to be able to get the quarterback, and they did. They were number two in the NFL. They beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl. Then they finished number two, beat the 49ers in the Super Bowl. Last year, they slipped all the way back to 18. And I know we look at the receivers and think, because I do think these receivers would be the number one area you would want to see a ton of production from this year. But number two, right there, I mean, a 1A, 1B is the pass rush. And with what they've done, and hopefully Felix can give you something this year, but the bringing in Ashton to have him and Karlaftis on the field together, hopefully at the same time. But if they can shave that down from being 18th in the NFL in sacks and getting to the top five once again in that category, I think it'd be huge for this team.
Well, yeah, you got to find a way to get to the quarterback. And the good news is you got Chris Jones there, who's the best interior lineman in the NFL. You got good defensive backs, and so maybe they'll hold up their coverage a split second more, get to the quarterback, or some of these young guys will get to the quarterback too, Jay. I mean, so that's something that we can definitely look forward to, my man. OTAs continue this week. Mini camp coming up very soon. And then before you know it, man, we're, what, 92 days away now from the start of the NFL season?
And let's hope, Bob, the Chiefs don't do what the Rams are doing. They're moving their mandatory mini camp to Hawaii, and they're going to charge for it. So hopefully the Chiefs won't do that.
Charge who for what?
The fans to go to the mandatory mini camp. They're moving it to Hawaii this year.
Okay, so are fans traveling to Hawaii for this?
I don't know. It'll probably be a lot of the people from Hawaii are there getting these tickets. I'm sure LA would, nice little trip for people to go, but you're seeing this. It's going to happen this year, and you're going to see other teams in the NFL do this because fans don't get to go to the mandatory minicamps. They don't get to go to OTAs. They don't get to go do this stuff. So what the Rams are doing, watch that because other teams might jump in.
Wait till the Chiefs open their complex in Kansas and see how many people can get to go to all this kind of stuff in the future, too.
Never know, Bob.
Pink, we appreciate the time. Enjoy Caglione again tonight, and plus 650 for him to hit a home run. So if that's your bet tonight, if you do Vern's betting show or whatever he's doing, get that in there for you.
I like it, man. Let's have fun. Let's win.
Yes, sir. It's Jay Binkley there for us here on 96.5 The Fan. We'll get into the poll question on the other side. The question.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Was, it's on the Fan 965 on Twitter. Was Jack Caglione's debut a success? We dive into that. Plus, there was some stadium news. No, it wasn't the Port-a-John that got blown around. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Hey, what you up, man?
On your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.